Hello, I'm Danique and I'm 15 years old. Jamaica is a beautiful tropical island with easygoing people, and it's just great to be there. It's sunny, people go there for vacations, and you'd wonder why anyone would ever leave such a paradise, but they do. And a lot of Jamaicans come to America for financial and educational reasons, for the American dream. America offers a lot of opportunities that their countries, that Jamaica and other countries in the world cannot provide, so they come here for it. But they never forget their pride, their Jamaican pride. They create their own communities here based on that pride. We have our own shops, our own hairstylists, our own supermarkets. So it's our own little Jamaica, or our own little China, our own little Italy in New York City or any other big city in America. The American dream is basically financial freedom, being able to do what you want to do, make your own money, and just live your own dream. It depends. Many people have their own idea or perception of American dream. I've encountered this question and this topic countless times, and people have many different views of the American dream. So it depends. You might come to America to pursue your dream as a pop star, a musician, as a lawyer, a doctor. You might find it better here. The difference between an American school and a Jamaican school is, in Jamaica, it is a lot more strict. You can't really get away with much. Teachers demand a lot of respect from their students. That respect often comes out of fear. In Jamaica, we also have corporal punishment still. The United States does not have anymore. I think that was banned about 50 years ago. But in Jamaica, we still have it. It's fading out slowly, but it's still there. Yeah, so there's one big reason why you should do your homework. because there's a big punishment for not doing it. It's not only not doing well on a test or not being able to participate, but also being physically punished for it also.